As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 21 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
College campuses are rife with pranksters, and the greatest prank in UTEP history took place 60 years ago today, in 1953.
At the time, live alligators were part of the downtown attraction in San Jacinto Plaza. On the night of December 10, 1953, a group of students who gathered more than enough liquid courage at the Kern Place Tavern planned to steal Oscar the Alligator from the downtown plaza.
Each of the seven students involved played a role. One made the plan. One drove the car with a large alligator-sized trunk. One was the weightlifter strong enough to wrangle a gator. One was the gator-catching expert. And the other three were along to provide help where help was needed.
San Jacinto Plaza was alit with Christmas lights and filled with visitors. So the students bided their time in Juarez, gathering more liquid courage, and returned to the plaza after midnight.
While avoiding onlookers, one pedestrian and a guard, two students pulled the sleeping 400-pound alligator from the pond and roped his jaw shut. He was placed in the getaway car, an old Studebaker which had to be push-started. They also had to retie the gator's mouth. The ropes were coming loose.
In the pre-dawn hours, the seven students scaled the wall of what is now Quinn Hall, crawled in through a window, and hauled the gator through the halls, up the stairs, and left it in the office of Dr. Howard Quinn, a geology professor. Why? One of them said it was out of a spirit of love and comradeship.
Alligators were involved in another prank some years later. One was left at the bottom of the campus swimming pool.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit utep100years.com. That's UTEP, numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Keith Erickson.
And I'm Norma Martinez.